John Palgood of the Partnership for Public Service says these bonuses are bound to become a political football.
When you're under the gun, as we are now, to save every penny, you look at every expenditure, and people are going to say, well, here's a great area where we can save a lot of money.
But keep things in perspective, he says. A 22% jump is not that much compared with a nearly 100% increase just 2 years earlier. And Palgood says in 2009, the government was ramping up recovery spending and oversight of Wall Street.
And we were hiring people in some cases with some sought after financial skills, accounting, auditing skills. And we unfortunately saw that the Department of Veterans Affairs, one of the major employers, had an increasing workload because of the wounded warriors coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
So they hired more medical staff. The OPM report says nurses received the biggest share of hiring retention payments, followed by other healthcare workers, engineers, and patent examiners. While one official at the Morris K. Udall Foundation got $35,000 to stay on the job, the average payout was just over $8,000. Palgooda says maybe some bonuses went too far, but most are made because the general schedule that determines most Fed salaries has little to do with industry trends.
When you have an inflexible pay system that is not market sensitive, I think it's very important actually to have some tools available in the specific form of these recruitment and retention incentives that will allow you to level that playing field a bit.
The two largest agencies, the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs, awarded the most hiring and retention bonuses, followed by Justice, Agriculture, and Health and Human Services. The Department of Energy ranked eighth. But Chief Human Capital Officer Michael Caine says those bonuses were a valuable tool.
There is no substitute for being able to say, well, you have to move here and your spouse is going to have to quit their job and move with you, and we can use a recruitment bonus to give them a month or so to find another job. That closes a deal.
Energy is one of the few agencies that spent less money on awards in 2009 than it did in previous years. But all are slowing down. The White House has capped bonus payments for this year and next at 2010 levels. Again, Michael Caine.
Here in energy, I will be looking at trade-offs between the size of recruitment bonuses that I use and the number of people that I put under retention pay. So what it will force HR professionals and cabinet secretaries to do is to look more corporately at how they use these tools and incentives.
But Caine says don't cut these incentives altogether. Retention bonuses can do a lot more than convince someone to stay in government.
Being able to tell the rest of a project team, yes, I know this engineer has been recruited by the private sector, but I've got a way to keep him here until we can get another engineer on board or until we can get the rest of you trained up on the knowledge he has. He can coach and mentor you for the next 6 months. That's invaluable to morale. It's invaluable to the strength of the workforce.
But Caine says a plateau in bonuses isn't necessarily a bad thing because it forces agencies to manage their money better. More monitoring should make sure of that. OPM is finalizing regulations to increase oversight of recruitment, relocation, and retention pay. In Washington, I'm Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.